VPR is profiling three candidates seeking the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. And this morning, we're taking a closer look at David Zuckerman. Zuckerman first arrived in Vermont 30 years ago to attend the University of Vermont. Since then, he's become one of the more prolific campaigners in Vermont politics. Zuckerman has served a combined 9 terms in the Vermont House of Representatives and State Senate, and in 2016, voters elected him lieutenant governor. Now Zuckerman wants to become the first progressive/Democratic Party candidate in state history to serve as governor. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld met up with Zuckerman at his farm in Hinesburg recently to find out why.
On September 27, 1991, a college student with a Mohawk haircut stood atop Mount Katahdin in Maine to ponder the meaning of life. He'd just trekked all 2,189 miles of the Appalachian Trail, and he timed his arrival at its endpoint to coincide with the 7-year anniversary of his father's death.
Exploring who am I, what do I want to be in the world, thinking about my dad, and was I going to dishonor him if I didn't continue on wanting to be a doctor, which is what I thought I wanted to be and part of my connection to him.
David Zuckerman says he found a moment of clarity that day and realized that his father, a cardiothoracic surgeon who died of cancer when Zuckerman was in 8th grade, wouldn't care so much what his son did. It's how Zuckerman pursued his vocation that would matter.
And that's what my parents always said, is you have the opportunity to explore and be anything you want. But whatever you choose to do, you need to do it all in. You need to do it well. To be the best at it, you've got to practice.
Zuckerman chose to be a farmer, and he's been practicing ever since. He and his wife, Rachel Nevitt, own Full Moon Farm in Hinesburg. Rows of cabbage, carrots, and cannabis, the non-psychoactive kind, we should note, grow beneath a low-rising range on the west side of the Green Mountains.
From one little corner of the farm, I can see the sharp point of Camel's Hump.
And how many acres are we on?
150.
Zuckerman grew up in an upscale suburban neighborhood near Boston, Massachusetts, but he caught the farming bug at a family property on the edge of the Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, where he and his mom and his older brother spent their summers.
We always had a huge garden growing up, and that was one of our jobs every day, was tending the garden. And in the evening, my mom would say, you know, go pick some beans or go dig some potatoes.
Zuckerman's agricultural practices differ from his mom's.
Now, she used chemicals I would never use. The corn was pink when we planted it in the ground because it was coated in fungicides.
Here in Hinesburg, Zuckerman uses the organic farming protocols he first learned as an environmental studies major at UVM. It wasn't the only college experience that triggered a lasting career move. In 1992, he became intrigued by an independent candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives named Bernie Sanders.
And I was like, wow, someone who can engage in the political process without compromising their core values, or appearing to compromise their core values. I'm on board. And that was the hook that sunk into my cheek to get involved in the political process.
Zuckerman says he knocked on every campus door at UVM that year and registered more than 1,000 college students to vote. He also decided to get into politics himself. And in 1996, he launched what would become his first successful run for the Vermont House of Representatives. Will Stevens owns a farm in Shoreham that Zuckerman worked on during the summer of that campaign.
You know, I mean, we couldn't be out in the field without having some sort of, you know, intense political conversation about something. And that's not just him and me. That's kind of like the crew.
Stevens says Zuckerman wore his progressive ideology openly and proudly, and that he had a sweeping vision for the role government should play in healthcare, the economy, and environmental issues.
He basically at the time said that, in his opinion, you know, the progressives existed to pull the Democrats to the left. And I thought that was really interesting.
Stevens later worked alongside Zuckerman in the Vermont legislature, where they both served on the House Agriculture Committee. Stevens, an independent, didn't always share Zuckerman's enthusiasm for liberal causes like minimum wage or single-payer health care, but he says Zuckerman was adept at building coalitions across ideological lines.
You know, he was kind of a three-dimensional chess player, or maybe more. You know, he could anticipate moves. He understood what compromise meant and looked like, you know, but there were times where he also knew when and where to draw the line.
Zuckerman now straddles two parties, the progressive one he was a forerunner in, and the Democratic one he sought to pull to the left. And he says the advent of COVID-19 has only cemented his expansive view of government, whether it's raising the minimum wage, instituting a universal health care system, or creating a mandatory paid family and medical leave program for Vermont workers.
The broader support for how we are all interconnected economically and health and education and well-being is far more apparent today than it was in January of 2020.
Zuckerman, who's raised nearly $300,000 for his gubernatorial campaign so far, concedes that his vision for state government will require a heavier stream of public revenues. And much like the politician who inspired his run for office, Zuckerman says the wealthy can foot the bill in the form of higher taxes.
I've been willing to talk about this reality and this economic disparity in wealth for a very long time. You talk about me being a Bernie protege. I mean, this is Bernie 101.
He'll find out on August 11th whether voters in the Democratic primary want a Sanders protege as their governor. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.